All right, so I guess we might hand it over to Cass and Alicia. Cass, do you want to go first and maybe do a quick little intro about yourself?
Yeah, sure. Hi, I'm Cass, and I am a descendant of the Wiradjuri mob, particularly from Yagara, also from the Irish. So just a little bit about where they were. They all lived together, so half Irish, half Aboriginal, and that's me.
And they made lovely
and
Cassandra.
That's, yeah. And then now I'm here. Yeah. So, yeah, just a little bit about my background. I've worked in community with homelessness, mental health, drug and alcohol, and domestic...
Wayside, right? You worked at Wayside.
I did work at Wayside, yep.
Amazing place Wayside is.
It is. It's really, really good. I loved it. I actually think I started out just as a community services worker there on the ground. Then COVID hit, closed down, got new management, and from there... When we were opening up, there was no kind of staff going, so I just kind of got left in this. Well, I got an opportunity where I was able to kind of lead that space and recreate it from, you know, the ground up, so to speak. And I always say this, even though my job was worker, I feel like I got so much more out of being in that space than whatever I put in. It was such a healing space.
I definitely agree. When you start helping other people, there's a sense of feeling that you get from helping other people, and it's addictive. It's an addictive way of doing things. I love working in that space where you help people. So,
yeah, I feel very privileged to be able to do that, actually, and be in a position where I can, because, you know, it wasn't always the case, which is, you know, how I fell into this work. Or decided to get into this work, and just really being able to give back what was given to me. But I think when you start to do well, especially you want your other family members, you want other community to do well. So if you got a little bit of you're a little bit ahead than they are, then you want to show them the way. And that's, you know, something that's really important to me.
Well, role modeling is a big thing of what we do, right?
Huge thing.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And my parents got married at the Wayside. So I told you
that.
Yeah,
you did. I know. I love that. Yeah, that's cool. Great. Yeah. It seems like everyone has a little bit of a story about that place somewhere in the line.
Awesome. Alicia, what about you?
Yeah, so thanks so much for having me in the studio today, guys, on Gadigal Country. So happy to be here. So my name's Alicia. I'm the Community Engagement Consultant at Your Side for the CareFinder program. My background is a little bit different to Cass. I come from the public health kind of space. So
We met, right?
Yeah, exactly. We both worked at Wentwest, Western Sydney PHN. I was in the mental health team there delivering a mental health program that provided free psychology and psychiatry to people that couldn't afford it.
That's great.
And as you know, Damien, you know, the First Nations population in Western Sydney, they have quite a big population there. So dealing with a few people from mob out that way, and recently moved over to Your Side in Chatswood. And the aged care space is a little bit different, can be very complex, but starting to learn the way now. And CareFinder is just a great program to be working for. It's an easy one to sell because it's so needed.
Yeah, absolutely. Mm-hmm. That's awesome. So, guys, I've got some questions for you. And you can answer them however you want. You can share the answers. You can do however you want, okay? So, first of all, if you can tell me, like, what is CareFinder?
Yeah, so CareFinder is an Australia-wide government-funded program. It provides face-to-face support for people that need a bit of extra help in navigating the aged care system in Australia. So we provide face-to-face assistance to older people that might be at risk of falling through the cracks for a range of reasons. And we can sit alongside them, help them access aged care, but also link them in with other supports in the community as well.
What does a person in aged care... What does an older person look like that is falling through the cracks? What would that be?
Yeah, absolutely. So they can be falling through the cracks for a range of reasons. So the typical, you know, there is no typical CareFinder client, but some of the people that we can help might be facing barriers to accessing aged care, such as, you know, mental health concerns, drug and alcohol concerns, maybe they're experiencing homelessness, maybe they have a past trauma and they've now developed a distrust of government services, so there's a reluctancy to engage in that way. maybe there's a language barrier. So there could be a variety of barriers to accessing aged care, and we do our best to match the care finder up with the client so that they can have someone that can really help address their specific needs.
Yeah, and then it's also the case that even if they are linked into aged care or they've been provided with a package or something like that, they might not know how to use it. They might not know who to call, what the codes are, how to read the contract, all of those things, where typically if, you know, if you're lucky, you can, you know, maybe get a family member to help you or to go through that. And in the event that you don't, how do you kind of navigate that? And that's where a care finder can come in and assist you and just kind of explain each step to
that's
you along
great.
The way.
So good. Yeah, so good.
So it's obviously for older single or not maybe people that don't have family that may be living in what areas?
So you can have family and still access Care Finder. It might just be because family systems aren't always set up to be able to support an older person. Quite often they have, you know, family members might have their own full-time jobs, families, things, and their needs might be quite high, so they can't actually really give that support that is needed. It is a nationwide program. Your side specifically covers Western Sydney and Northern Sydney regions. So that's who we look after.
So is there a number to call?
There is. Alicia's got the number.
So to access Care Finder through your side, you can call 8405-4484.
Is that 02 in front?
02 in front. Thanks, Damien. You can email the team at carefinder@yoursideorg.au. So if you're living within Northern Sydney or Western Sydney, you can access Care Finder through your side. But otherwise, we can link you up with the correct service that delivers Care Finder in your region, wherever you live in Australia.
And you got Mob working for you in Cassandra. So if an Aboriginal person that feels distrusting the service that lives in North Sydney or Western Sydney and that would like to contact an Aboriginal person, there is Cassandra at your side. Is that correct?
Absolutely, yeah.
And my, Cassandra Ashcroft. So if you call and you want to ask specifically for me, the lovely intake girls will put you through or send me through an email.
And you'd respond?
I would absolutely respond to Mob straight away. I couldn't wait to respond.
Beautiful.
Cool. My dad just went into respite the other week for the first time, and it was a journey to
take him there,
to actually get him to that point where he felt safe enough to go. And but it was hard. Like, it was hard on me. It was hard on my mum, my mum had to go up to Queensland to see her brother, and she was worried about leaving him home alone because he's 83. She cares for him full time. You know, he always like falls over and stuff like that. He can't like use the phone properly. I got him there, and he was a bit like reluctant, and he was making up every reason why he'd hate it. I went there that same afternoon that I dropped him off, and he's like, "Mate, this is great here. There's like it's you know, it's like a holiday." And then he was there for a week, so he can access it up to 4 weeks a year for the package he's on. So it's really great to know that she now has that like support and can feel good in herself to actually have a trip away and take time for her own self-care. So it's great.
Mental health as well, right?
Absolutely, in order to keep caring for our loved ones, you've got to look after yourself and take breaks sometimes.
And she hadn't for ages, right? And I could see her slowly just like breaking down.
I think we're having a great conversation, but what we'll do is we'll go to a song.
Really?
And we'll come back and we'll continue the conversation.
All right, we might get back some questions.
You enjoy your conversation.
I will. Well, it's a good conversation. So I guess, do you guys want to tell us why you do the work that you do and why is it important to you?
Yeah, absolutely. So for me, growing up, I always wanted to get into a job where I could help people. So at one point, I thought I wanted to be a doctor, and then I thought, too much work. Other points, I thought maybe nursing, maybe physio, but eventually...
Oh. A friend of mine told me that if he had two sons, and his eldest son was a genius, and his other son was not so genius, but he enjoyed hard work. So he said to his son that's a genius, he goes, go become an engineer. Go enjoy that part of life. It's just, you've got the brain for it. But to his other son, he said, become a doctor. He goes, because you enjoy hard work, and it's going to be hard work to become a doctor.
Oh, yeah.
Sorry to interrupt you.
I have a couple of friends that are doctors, and it's hard work. It becomes your whole life almost. So it wasn't for me, suffice to say, but I did end up finding that the population health side of things was really interesting to me, looking at, you know, how do populations health gets impact from different, you know, social determinants and whatnot. So that led me down the path of a Master's of Public Health, and eventually, as I mentioned before, found myself working for a mental health program in the program delivery side of things. And now I've had a bit of a pivot working in the community engagement space, which I'm really, really enjoying. And now I guess a big part of my work is connecting with people, making relationships, promoting the CareFinder program, but also engaging with the community, doing a bit of assertive outreach, speaking directly with people who are falling through the cracks in aged care, and making sure that we can, you know, get a bit of support out to them.
Excellent. Great. Cass, what about you?
Me? I was just listening to Alicia. Mine's a little bit more like all over the shop in terms of how I got into this kind of work. I didn't want to be a doctor when I was younger, but I wanted to be on the stage. and instead, I wanted to be a mum or be famous. That was what I would always say when I was younger. And I say to my daughter, and I got one of those dreams that came true. And I fell into this work just through my own, I guess, life experience, just being a young single mum and having those real hardships and not really having people where I could really turn to and that could guide me and support me. And so having to rely on services and having to go through that whole piece and finding just how, really learning the hard way a little bit, how the world operates in terms of what you actually need to be set up to, you know, live a good life and be able to do the things that you want to do and be planned about it. And I had a, you know, a few tricky experiences, and I remember not understanding kind of what was going on or what was being said to me. And I just had this moment where I kind of just thought, as soon as I'm out of this trouble, I really want to make sure that I do something where I can support people so they don't have to feel as alone as I feel now. And it happened pretty quickly after that, actually, and it was all quite serendipitous. And just loved it, as I've been saying. And then I fell into more of those leadership positions, which I really enjoy, because I, again, find that I learn so much. But it's about holding mainly that mirror up to people that I really enjoy, where they're seeing the best part of themselves and they're not just focusing on what's wrong and what to fix, but really where their strengths lie. And that's, that's kind of the bit that I enjoy about my job the most. And, you know, we work at CareFinders. Like, we have such a great team. We have about 21 CareFinders, and I lead 9 of them on the north side. And they're
That's good.
Like, they're all very good at what they do, very passionate, very hardworking. I really couldn't do what they do, and they're so patient. They're so patient. And yeah, I just love it. Like, I really do love this space, and I love just actually being of service.
So it's just in reading between the lines is what I do sometimes, and I heard you say that sometimes you felt alone in the past. I've definitely felt alone. The loneliest times of my life was Christmas. You know, you'd walk Christmas, you have no family, no mum, dad, no family around you, and you'd see these families, and they're having some great times, and it made me hate Christmas to the point that at this time in my life, I still hate Christmas. And my partner, she loves Christmas, and my kids enjoy Christmas, but I'm someone that can't enjoy Christmas because I've had a history of being alone, right? So what are you doing now to not feel like that?
I mean, I think I'm quite lucky. I mean, I do still feel it sometimes, and I do have a relationship with my family. It's just not the perfect picture, perfect family Christmas. You know, there's a lot of stuff
Got
going
that,
on.
Understand that.
I kind of now, I think, again, when I'm going back to service, I kind of, you know, I do find Christmas hard. That's the fact. I think what's actually where I've probably the past couple of years I've started to enjoy it more so is because of the nieces and the nephews and, you know, really being able to just focus on them and make Christmas something different for them. Like, I find that really helps. And I also do this thing sometimes where I don't celebrate Christmas on the actual Christmas day because it is a bit...
It's just a day.
So I do the things around it, and then on Christmas Day I don't... I don't do the going to this flat fight with the families. I just either go to the beach with my friends, or so I just do that, things like that. And I think that's fine. I think you're allowed to do that for yourself. At first, it was hard.
Of course you are.
But it is, there is that family thing, and you feel disloyal, and you feel this. And I think it's perfectly okay if you're not feeling good in that situation, just to change it up for yourself. And I've gotten really good at that.
At 13, I left my family because they were drug addicts and stuff, right? So I knew that if I stayed in that space, that I would probably follow that, their tracks. So I left, and I was couch surfing from the age of 13. So, you know, I understand family issues. I'm the last of my immediate family, so I've got no problems now. All I've got is younger people than me, so that's my kids, right? But thank you for sharing, and I really value what you said. So, but we've got to let you know this now, right? So now that you've come on to Two Men in Your Head, you're never alone. If you ever feel like you need a conversation or want to chat with somebody, we are both here. You can always come in and sit with us, and we'd really appreciate that and value that. So I'm just putting it out there. Anytime you need us, anytime you want to make a phone call, you can. All right?
Yeah, thank you.
I don't want you feeling lonely. You never feel lonely again.
Good. And that's what I love about us mob. Like, we can all be, like, so, you know, broken, and then we just get a little bit of something ahead and we just want to share it straight away, and we, you know, share that healing and being available to one another. And it is really special, I think.
When I thought of this show, I didn't think of who I was going to have the show with. He was always the first choice because we've been mates for so long. And we've had an honest conversation for so long that I knew that when we got on air that it was just going to be natural. Do you know what I mean? And the thing is, it's been natural. We've been doing this for a year now, and we've had amazing people come in. But, you know, this show is about strengthening the mental health of mob out there and supporting mob and finding ways to support them, right? And I think you guys, you know, with what you're sharing, I think you do an amazing job, because there are people out there that are similar, going through the same situation, age-appropriate, mid-20s, struggling because they're going through stuff, and they're not over that hump yet of, I will get past it, right? And I'm hoping that's where you are, and it sounds like that's where you are, and it's really good, right? So what you shared with us just then would go to someone and resonate with someone.
That would resonate with a lot of people, so...
So thank you for that.
Yeah.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah. So, guys, what are some of the, I guess, like the practical ways a care finder can help older people access, like, support and things like that?
Yeah, so there's a few ways that Care Finder can practically support older people in navigating the aged care system. Yep. So we are a free face-to-face service. So the Care Finder can come out and visit you in your home if you're comfortable with that, or somewhere out in the community, wherever you're comfortable to meet, they can come to you, and they can help you in practical ways, like sitting with you to call My Aged Care to organise an assessment or to do an intake. They can attend the assessment with you if you feel that you need a support person to be there to advocate for you in that moment. They can also do the research side of things in aged care. So a lot of the onus is often put on the individual to research, you know, which service providers are available in your region and which ones are appropriate for me to use and which codes do I have. So they can really help you to decode that process. They can help you with that research, make a short list of aged care service providers that are suitable for you, and help you to start the process with signing on with one of them. They can help you to read through the service agreements and to understand them before you sign on, so that you can make an informed decision. And they can also link you up with other relevant supports in the community as well. So if you're needing a bit of support around your mental health, they can link you up with mental health services. If you need support with your housing, they can link you up with affordable or community housing. If you want to move into the residential aged care side of things, they can help you with that journey if that's one of your goals. But they'll always come from a strengths-based approach and help you to get where you want to be in aged care, whether that's staying at home and remaining independent or moving into residential aged care. They can just sit alongside you, work with you to get there.
And we quite often find when we're coming across people, and this is everyone, right, there is, if you're not accessing certain things that you need, there's usually reasons behind that. So it's about getting somebody, they might not be in a place where they can, you know, they're ready to access aged care, or they might not be able to for whatever, you know, mental health, hoarding and squalor is a big one, trust of having people in your home, like So the Care Finder can, you know, it's not just about getting in there and linking you up to aged care services straight away, but it's about looking at you as a person and seeing what it is that you need assistance with so you can look after yourself or get the care that you need to live like a good life. And kind of being able to break that and then break that down for you, but then also giving you that practical support by making those referrals, linking, you know,
that and navigating services so that you can get services.
Because like I know it is hard to, I guess, like find your way around services. You know, obviously with like, you know, the huge introduction of technology for our elders, it's hard to even use tech, right? So that's already
I've seen you struggle with
like
it.
A roadblock. I'm pretty good on here, mate. I'm fine. But also, like, I noticed that, like, my parents too, like they even had shame in even asking me for help, right? So, like, imagine if you're on your own and you've got no idea, like, what's out there, like, no idea what type of, like, support you can get. Like, you can't, like, navigate through a website or on your phone. So it's tricky, right? So it's a great support service that you're offering. It really is.
Yeah. And I think it's important too. Like, it is a vulnerable space asking for help.
Yep.
Like, anyone would find that hard. And I think particularly with the ageing population, they've lived these lives, they've lived these big, full lives, and they've survived this far on their own, and now they're kind of in this place where they have to ask to support, and there is like shame in that. And there doesn't have to be, but it does exist. And you you don't want to always, you know, you don't want to be in a position where you need that kind of help. But it's
The hardest thing we can do as human beings is ask for help.
Yes.
Yeah.
We're too proud. We don't want to get rejected.
Yeah.
We don't want to look like we're weak and like we need help.
We don't want to look like we need help. But and it's funny how we value our elders, you know, like they have this years of knowledge, years of experiences, and they get to a certain age and we think of them, you're too old to do anything.
Yeah, they're done.
Yeah.
I know.
It's sad.
So you sort of touched on it before, but like how do you access CareFinder? Just on the website, on the phone number you said before?
Yeah, absolutely. So you can call 8408-4484 and speak directly with our intake team. 02 8405 4484, or you can email us at carefinder@yourside.org.au. And if you don't live in our service region, we will always do a warm handover and pass you along to the organisation that's delivering CareFinder in your region across Australia.
Yep.
Or you can do a quick Google search and go onto the Department of Health website and have a look at the CareFinder website there.
And you can also help if they're out of your area, you know, you'll help them find other services.
Absolutely.
Appropriate services.
Yeah, definitely. Definitely.
Warm handover,
Last question, and it's, I think it's really important, but like, what do you guys do for yourself to stay mentally strong?
Yeah, so for me, there's a few things that I think are really important and that I found have really benefited me when maybe I'm feeling a bit overwhelmed or a bit anxious. And I guess one practical thing that you can do in the moment is physical exercise. Mm-hmm. So if you're regularly physically exercising and you're working out, you're getting all those endorphins. Those feel-good hormones. And it's usually the last thing that you feel like doing when you're not feeling good. You just kind of want to stay at home and, you know, put on the TV and forget about things. But if you go out, go for a run, go for a walk, get some sunshine, jump in the ocean.
Just repeating what we say.
You never regret it. Never regret it. And you always come back feeling good. And, you know, I've had times where I've been really anxious about, you know, this one thing, maybe like a big presentation or something. Really anxious. Go out for a run, come back, and I have a totally different perspective on it. I'm feeling good about it. I'm feeling comfortable and confident about it. Yeah. So the power of physical exercise is amazing, and it's something that you can, you know, work into your routine.
Absolutely.
And you can feel the benefits over the long run.
So important.
Yeah. And another big one for me, so I would say naturally lean to the side of being a bit more introverted. So something that I have to be really aware of in my life is balancing like the socializing and the activity side of things with like me time and actually resting.
Mm.
So it's especially, you know, life can get really busy. We've all got work and commitments and family and social events and whatnot. But to be really intentional about putting some time aside just for you, to do things that feel good for you and to have some me time to recharge that battery, I think is really important.
So good.
That's it. Yeah. Thank you very much. We do not have to repeat ourselves.
No, we don't.
No, we don't.
That's just our messaging over again.
What about you, Cass?
Yeah, I mean, I am like Alicia in that jumping in the ocean is always my, like, remedy for anything. I find often I can get quite overwhelmed and stressed when I've got competing things going on. So I'll be working, Eve's in, my daughter's in my ear, needing me, there's all these things. And it's in those moments that I find it hard to go and, you know, exercise or do those things, and or I don't have the time. So I find what works for me in those moments is actually going outside and putting my feet on the dirt and being intentional about that and just slowing down my breathing, even if it's for 30 seconds. Even sometimes I might even hug a tree just because it's like I can't even slow myself down. But just getting into nature is just to get that break and also get that real support, like really good support from Mother Earth. Like that always works.
That's a blackfella way, but right, I agree 100%.
That is. What suburbs do you live in?
I live in Cammeray.
Well, that's far.
It's like North Sydney. So
Cammeray.
Because
we've got an amazing gym here that's got lots of blackfellas. It's like the heartbeat of Sydney. It's NCIE. I don't know if you've ever been.
I haven't actually attended, but I know where you guys are at.
You've got an inside friend. He's the CEO. So if you go there...
Friends in high places, hey?
There you go. So if you go there and want to hang out with some blackfellas, go to the gym. Like that's... I know. I live in Elwood. I work in North Sydney. St. Leonard's. But I go to the gym 3 times a week here just to get my community feel. It's because I really value...
Yeah, we trained this afternoon.
Yeah, we did. You did. Yes, you
did. Was the second time we did that same class.
You did
class.
Second today. I couldn't do my second
Love
class.
It. Loved it.
Loved it.
I guess so. For me, I live out like near Cronulla, so like right near the Royal National Park. I ride mountain bikes in the bush, like love it. And if I've had a crap day or I'm feeling no good, I can jump on my bike. I'm in the park in 5 minutes. I can do 40 k's and not cross the same track. Every single thing in life is gone and I'm just in that moment and that adrenaline and my heart rate's up and sweating and it is the best and that's my thing, right? And love it. Absolutely love it.
I feel the same way when I'm on a long run. It's almost like its own form of meditation.
100%.
It's physically moving your body though.
Yeah,
you can just all you can do is focus on the present moment and it's a really good break from life. Yeah.
Oh, it's being away from everything. It's the mind that resets.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Like, I don't know if you allow yourself to ever get bored, right? But, you know, TikTok these days has taken away the idea of being bored. And when you're bored, your mind thinks of ways of how to fix the issues that your life is plagued with. So I think I refuse to use TikTok because I enjoy feeling bored every now and then.
Well, it's good to feel a boy every now and then.
It is. It's great. But, you know, like, I was just thinking about the similarities. So I'm working in population health. I've loved population health since about 2017. So I did Make Healthy Normal, which was obesity. I'm now doing cancer. So for New South Wales, which is what I really enjoy. And in 3 years' time, if all goes well, I will create a healing house that looks at OCD, PTSD, anxiety disorders, and use psilocybin and MDMA to cure.
Yeah, great.
Wow, cool.
That's my plan. Cool. So if you're Masters of Population Health, if you need a good job in a few years, I'll
hit me up.
Don't worry. And we'll need good blackfellas as well. So,
Hey, you mob, listen, if anything we've said over the duration of this show has made you feel no good or worried, we highly encourage you to call 13YARN. That's 139276. You'll get in contact with Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander crisis support workers. No shame, no judgment. They're just there to listen, have a yarn with you. So that number again is 139276. And we might go to some songs, eh?
Oh, excellent.